Well, let's check some high school sports from the weekend. Lots of volleyball tournament play on Saturday at the Thomas Jefferson Invitational Saturday. St. Albert won the title, going 4-0 on the day. Missouri Valley and Sergeant Bluff Luton each posted 3-1 records. Denison, Shenandoah, and Lamar's all went 2-2. Exira EHK and Thomas Jefferson were 1-3 in their matches. Heartland Christian 0-4 in that tournament Saturday. Also at the Tri-Center tournament, it was Red Oak capturing the title. They went 5-0 in their matches. Tri-Center was 4-1. Westwood went 3-2. Stanton was 2-3. AHSTW 1-4 on the day. Adair Casey 0-5 in that tourney. Also at the Newton tournament on Saturday, Harlan won the title as they swept Carlisle, Ottumwa, and Pella in pool play. In the semis, they beat Boone and Harlan, knocking off Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont in two straight games in the championship match on Saturday. Well, the American League West was finally won on Sunday, the final day of the Major League Baseball season. The Texas Rangers claimed the division for the first time since 2011 by ripping Los Angeles 9-2. Cole Hamels went the distance on a three-hitter to finish 7-1 with a .366 earned run average for the Rangers, who acquired him from the Phillies near the July 31st trade deadline. The Rangers won each of his last 10 starts as they roared past the Astros to win the AL West by two games. Adrian Beltre snapped a two-all tie with a solo homer in the fifth before he delivered an RBI single in a six-run seventh inning that iced that victory. The outcome knocked the Angels out of wild card contention and put Houston in Tuesday's AL wild card game against the Yankees in New York. The Astros would have hosted the Yankees if Houston could have beaten Arizona on Sunday. Instead, Paul Goldschmidt belted a tie-breaking two-run homer in the seventh to lift the Diamondbacks over the Astros 5-3. Elsewhere in the majors, Pittsburgh wrapped up home field for Wednesday's National League wild card game against the Cubs by shutting out Cincinnati 4-0. The Cubs' 3-1 victory at Milwaukee means that they'll head into the wild card game on an 8-game winning streak. The Cubs went on to their 97th win, their most since 2008. The Yankees tuned up for Tuesday's wild card game by falling 9-4 in Baltimore, giving the Orioles a 3-game sweep to finish at .500. The Royals capped their first 95-win season since 1980 by whipping Minnesota 6-1. Salvador Perez hit a two-run homer. Alex Rios lined a two-run double. And Johnny Cueto gave up one run in five innings despite allowing 10 base runners. The Royals end the schedule on a 5-game winning streak to complete the third-best regular season in franchise history. Kansas City clinched home field advantage throughout the postseason when Toronto completed a 12-3 loss at Tampa Bay. Joey Butler finished with 6 RBIs, including a grand slam in the Rays' 9-run first off of Mark Burley in the Toronto bullpen. The Cardinals limp into the postseason after getting shut out in a doubleheader sweep in Atlanta. Shelby Miller snapped his 24-start winless streak by holding his former team to 3 hits over 8 innings of the Braves' 6-0 win over the Redbirds. Adonis Garcia hit a pair of solo homers, and Andrelton Simmons hit a 2-run blast to help Miller finish 6-17. Rookie Matt Whistler came within one out of his first career complete game as he scattered 4 hits in Atlanta's 2-0 shutout of the Cards in Game 2. The Mets were in danger of ending their season on a 6-game skid until Curtis Granderson homered in the 8th inning, giving the National League East champs a 1-0 win over Washington. Jock Peterson and Chris Heisey sandwiched 2-run homers around Corey Seager's solo shot as the Dodgers doubled up San Diego 6-3. Clayton Kershaw got ready for the NLDS by striking out 7 and allowing 2 hits in 3 2/3 innings. Kershaw finished with a major league leading 301 strikeouts for the Dodgers, who will open up their division series at home Friday against the Mets. The Indians topped Boston 3-1. Elsewhere yesterday, it was Detroit, a 6-0 winner over the Chicago White Sox. Seattle beat Oakland 3-2. Miami second baseman D. Gordon was 3-for-4 with a homer and a double as he wins the National League batting title. But the Phillies beat the Marlins 7-2. Also, the Giants ended their World Series title defense by surrendering 7 runs in the 9th inning in a 7-3 loss to Colorado. Well, there are several changes atop the Associated Press college football poll this week. Ohio State, top-ranked, received 38 first-place votes following its win at Indiana. But Michigan State dropped from second to fourth after blowing most of a 21-point lead in a 24-21 win over Purdue. TCU is the new number two, followed by Baylor. Utah is fifth in front of Clemson, LSU, Alabama, Texas A&M, and Oklahoma. 5 different teams received first-place votes. In fact, only 2 teams out of the entire top 25 are in the same position that they were last week. Ohio State at number 1 and Southern Cal at number 17. Everything else got shuffled. The second 10 this week includes Florida, who jumped from 25th all the way up to 11th. Florida State, then Northwestern at 13. Mississippi, Notre Dame is 15. Stanford, Southern Cal, Michigan is at 18, Georgia is 19, and UCLA is at number 20. Oklahoma State is ranked 21st this week. The Iowa Hawkeyes jump back into the top 25 for the first time in a few years. Iowa jumps in at number 22 in this week's poll with their 5-0 record. California, Toledo, and Boise State round out this week's top 25 list. In NFL action yesterday, Andy Dalton added to his streak of impressive games and big plays, throwing a 55-yard touchdown pass on the run, and the Cincinnati Bengals stayed undefeated with a 36-21 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs. The Bengals matched the third-best start in franchise history. They're two wins shy of the club record. Dalton has been the thread throughout those wins, ascending to the top of the AFC passer list. He had another spot-on day, completing 17 of 24 for 321 yards with the long touchdown pass to Brandon Tate during a scramble. It was another rough day all around for Kansas City, as Alex Smith was sacked five times. The Chiefs settled for Cairo Santos' club record 7 field goals, and the defense couldn't keep up with another one of the NFL's top pass rushers. The Chiefs fall to 1-3 on the season with that loss. That game heard here on KJAN yesterday. In other National Football League action yesterday, the New York Jets beat Miami 27-14. That game played over in Wembley Stadium in London. It was Carolina over Tampa Bay 37-23. The Panthers remain undefeated. Atlanta big over Houston 48-21. Indianapolis grabs an overtime win over Jacksonville 16-13, the final. The New York Giants beat Buffalo 24-10. Chicago picked up its first win of the year, a 22-20 win over Oakland. It was Washington over Philadelphia 23-20. San Diego stopping Cleveland 30-27. Green Bay over San Francisco 17-3. Denver got by Minnesota 23-20. St. Louis a winner over Arizona 24-22. And New Orleans wins in overtime last night as they beat the Dallas Cowboys 26-20 in that extra period. And in racing, Kevin Harvick has advanced to the second round of NASCAR's playoffs with a dominating performance at Dover International Speedway. Harvick was mired in 15th place in the standings and had to win to keep his title defense alive. He led for 354 laps and finished ahead of Kyle Busch. Carl Edwards also advanced along with Joey Logano, Ryan Newman, Kurt Busch, Brad Keselowski, Martin Truex Jr., Jeff Gordon, and Kyle Busch. The shocker was the elimination of six-time Cup champion Jimmy Johnson, who entered fifth in the standings and was the owner of 10 wins at Dover. His number 48 Chevrolet was forced off the track for 36 laps with a torn rear axle seal, and that caused him to finish in 41st place. Jamie McMurray, Paul Menard, and Clint Bowyer also were eliminated from the chase field after yesterday's race. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.